This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Student Leadership News Podcast. My name is Andy and joining me is Nade and Kira. How are you on this beautiful day on the Sunshine Coast?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a hot day. It's stupidly humid.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, that's what happens when you live in a climate that is renowned for its humidity.
Yep. That's true.
You like the humidity or obviously not?
No, I absolutely hate it. Yeah, it makes me feel sticky and yeah, not a vibe.
And your hair goes all frizzy?
It does, actually. Thank you.
Thanks for noticing.
Thank you for the observation. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And it's not even summer yet.
That's not, you didn't work on that? That's just
no,
natural.
This is just, yep, straight natural frizz.
Well, you should celebrate that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How would we do
celebrate
that?
Celebrate the frizz.
I don't know, just enjoy it and be like, this is
just
me, you know?
Get around it.
Yeah. Speaking about celebrations.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Thank so
you.
Smooth.
That is the theme of our podcast today. We're going to talk about celebrations. This time of year, we are leading up to the end of school term, school year.
It's Christmas time!
Well, it's not yet, but I know in the stores, people are putting up Christmas trees. Are you a Christmas... Yeah. Are you start early?
No. Mom, actually...
Why did you say it's Christmas time then?
Yeah.
Well, it's getting close.
Okay.
We're literally like,
I mean, that's where I was leading.
Yep.
But, and so you kind of jumped on the bandwagon, which I appreciated. Thank you.
Sorry.
And then I shut you down. So you're not Christmas early?
No. But something that did catch me off guard at home the other day is as I was driving up our driveway, when you drive up on the left, you can see like our deck wrap around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see this like the shadow of a man. And I had to do a double take and I swear I nearly
Santa.
Like...
I was just going to say, was it Santa?
Santa's early.
I nearly swerved my car because when I had a look back, it was literally Santa on our deck.
The Santa Claus.
You're kidding.
But he's like, I kid you not, he's life size. He's like nearly 2 meters tall, just
like,
standing.
Like someone dressed up as Santa Claus.
No, it's not a real Santa.
Was it your dad?
You said literal Santa Claus.
A literal Santa. He is.
The real guy.
He's got the long white beard. He's got the
Hang
outfit
on. I'm so confused. Yeah, is
too.
It a mannequin? Is
was it
a,
your dad dressed it, up as Santa? Like what?
Is
no,
it a human?
No, it's a mannequin.
Oh, okay.
You said a real Santa.
He is the real one.
He's the real Santa, but it's a doll.
Yes.
Okay.
Not an actual
but, life-size doll.
Yes. But because that was early, it was like a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of November by that time. So I got so scared when I drove up my driveway and saw this big man on our...
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
A bit creepy.
Like you see Santa. Like
not expected.
If you see Santa any day other than Christmas
hundy.
Day.
It's scary.
Or
yeah.
at the shops.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, whoa.
It's a bit unexpected.
Sandy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So no, I don't normally jump in early, but...
Early Christmas or not,
to.
Kira?
No.
No?
I got a Christmas bag the other day.
When do you start?
Oh, honestly, I'm more of like a last minute kind of Christmas person.
As in getting into the spirit?
Yeah. Oh, I'd say like I start listening to Christmas. Yeah, actually, I would say yeah.
Like to Christmas Day?
Like, I'd say like Christmas week or maybe a couple weeks before.
I'm December 1.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm same bandwagon.
Really?
Like full on December 1.
I actually wouldn't pick you to be like that, Andy.
What are you thinking?
I thought you'd be a Grinch. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Okay.
You are wearing
You're
green.
A mean one. Mr. Grinch.
That's it. I'm not going.
I got enough. Why would you say that about me?
Dinner with myself. I can't cancel that again.
Not again.
Love
Goodness.
And self-pity.
Me.
Max.
Yeah,
absolutely
I didn't
not.
Pick you to be like that.
No, yeah. December 1, Christmas tree goes up. Getting the vibes, Christmas carols all the time.
Okay.
From December 1.
Fair enough.
So how do you feel when you walk into the shops and it's like the end of September and
Too
Christmas
early.
Decorations are already out?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
That's your time for going.
No.
hate. Loathe it entirely. But December 1, Grinch goes away. It's party time.
Okay, great.
It's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
Which is what we are talking about. It's end of year time for school students. Often there's lots of celebrations.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got whether it's graduation, whether people do Christmas celebrations, even though it's too early, unless they finish in December.
Then it's approved.
End of year speech nights, all these different celebrations. And usually it's a positive time, right?
Yep.
Usually,
vibes are high.
Usually celebrations are...
It's a fun thing.
Happy
fun
times,
time.
Right?
Yeah, it's a fun time.
And so I was thinking, why do we leave celebrations only to the end of the year?
That's such a valid question.
Is it possible for student leaders to create an atmosphere of celebration throughout the whole year?
I like the path that we're about to walk on.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you two and to everybody who's listening about how we can achieve that. How we can achieve an atmosphere, a culture of celebration throughout the whole year. So it's not just waited until the end of term four.
Mm.
Now, before we get started, we've already kind of touched on something that I was going to ask the two of you.
Oh.
Unpopular opinions about celebrations. So we kind of like touched on Christmas there. Like, I would say an unpopular opinion. Popular or unpopular? For me, it's unpopular to celebrate Christmas before the December 1st.
Yeah.
But other people would say, no way, you got to get into the spirit early.
Okay.
So I want you to think about what are some unpopular opinions about celebrations?
Mm. Okay.
Okay, do you guys have any ideas?
I do have one.
Talk to me.
Just celebrations in general.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm just not someone who likes surprises. Like, or do you know how some people were like, oh, can you plan my birthday for me? I'm just so not that person. Like,
Is that an option?
No. You know when like, okay, maybe like your sister or something will be like, or like your family member or whatever will be like, I'll plan your birthday party.
I've never had that. And I've got five siblings.
Maybe that's a girl thing.
That's really sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Maybe you should talk to them.
I didn't know that was an option. Can you go up to anybody and say, hey, can you plan my birthday for me?
No. Okay, I'm not saying, like when people offer, or like, for example, like sometimes I'm like, I'm not doing anything for my birthday this year.
Mm.
And someone will jump in and be like, no, I'm planning something for you.
Wow.
Has that ever happened?
No. Yeah.
Like, that's never happened
for me.
Really? That's because you always plan your own birthday.
No, that's the one thing I hate planning is my own birthday.
Have you ever said, I'm not doing anything for my birthday?
Probably 3 years in a row,
and
yes.
Everyone's gone, okay.
Okay. Yep.
Because
the last 3 years.
Yep.
I'm not paying that.
And okay. Also,
we celebrated your birthday.
Yeah, because I kept saying, what are we going to do for my birthday?
No, you actually went away for your birthday.
Yeah, it's true. You were overseas on holiday. Yep. Happy birthday today.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
Taking myself on a holiday.
Yeah, so you plan itself.
Yeah.
So your unpopular opinion is...
I don't really like surprises. Like if someone was to plan a surprise birthday for me or something, I don't really like that. Like I want to know what's happening.
Mm.
And also if I say I don't want to celebrate my birthday, I probably don't want to celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't want anyone to be like, oh, plan it for you. Like I don't really want that. You know?
Cool. Yeah. So you'll say what you think.
Yeah, whereas like Nadei would love that if someone was like, I'll plan it for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
But I wouldn't like
She'd
that.
She'd be like, I don't want to do anything for my birthday.
Because I don't want to plan it.
But,
with the puppy
dog eyes. But someone please do it
for me. Someone else should definitely plan celebrating me. Because I don't want to plan it.
What's your unpopular opinion on celebrations?
Mine is to do with Christmas, because we've just been talking about Christmas this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Is presents are opened Christmas Eve.
Oh,
yeah, see, unpopular. Look at that.
You do that?
Nadei.
It's been it's been a tradition.
All presents.
In our family. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
That's
family
illegal.
Night was. Yeah.
You can't do that.
I'm bringing the Grinch out on that. I mean, maybe one present. Maybe one present.
Well,
but all presents.
All presents.
Hey, take
what?
Tapes.
Yeah. So we would
What's
get.
What's the reason behind that? That just makes no sense.
I don't know. It's just been like that since I was born. We would always get our immediate family together when all of us lived under the same house. It was kind of easy. And we'd all open our presents Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day was the day when like all the other families come over. And
so no one gets excited, like wakes up early.
Yeah.
To be like, present! It's presents!
It's present!
Doesn't that like, okay, wait. Doesn't that defeat the purpose of like Santa coming on Christmas Eve?
Well, obviously shows that Santa was never a thing in my house.
For all of those listening on there, Santa may or may not be real.
Santa is real.
He's on the days.
He's real.
He's on the days.
He's on the
days.
Yeah.
Gosh. Cause
I think it's a South African thing, though. All
right.
Nearly all, because if you don't know, I'm South African. all the South African families that I've spoken to, I'd say 80% of them go, yep, we do Christmas presents Christmas Eve.
Okay, so it's more like a cultural maybe thing. Yeah.
I think I've met maybe one or two Australian families who have gone, oh, yeah, we do that too.
Oh.
Everyone else, like, stones me. You do a Christmas Eve! Yeah.
I feel like that is a bit illegal, to be honest. Yeah. But,
well, send the hate mail through.
I've got an unpopular
opinion.
An unpopular opinion about celebrations.
Go on.
That is back to birthdays.
Nice.
Okay.
Birthdays are great to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
After a certain age, you shouldn't celebrate birthdays.
Disagree. What's the age? What do you reckon the age is where you stop celebrating them? Like over 30 or older?
Don't know.
What was the age for you where you're like, I don't want to celebrate them anymore?
Is that what you think I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
No.
So you still want to celebrate?
I pretend like I don't want to celebrate them.
You so do.
But like deep down, I'm like.
So you're like Nadei. You're like, I don't want to do anything for my birthday, but like you guys should plan something for me.
No, not necessarily.
No, because I get all excited about everyone else's birthday and mine too, but I just don't want to plan something for mine.
All right, well, that's really good to know for next year. Thank you, Nadei.
You're very welcome.
So I think the thing that is interesting about us even talking about these unpopular opinions, we're talking about trying to create a culture of celebration throughout the whole year. There's always going to be people who won't appreciate the way in which you celebrate or your ideas. And like everyone had great ideas about celebrating and what you like. And so it's what works at your school to create that culture of, yeah, we are going to celebrate these things. Okay, Christmas and birthdays, they're clearly things that you can focus on to celebrate because they're things. But why do you guys think it's important to celebrate?
I feel like having a culture of celebration makes students feel really included, but also, let's say we go on the train of birthdays. You feel your birthday! Like, that's so much fun. You feel like you're seen and appreciated by your school, your friends, your team. And it's just, it's something little, but it's something that's possible for everyone because everybody has a birthday. So I think that's really important.
So you figure out how to incorporate people's birthdays, whether you do something on a weekly basis and everyone who has a birthday that week can be involved or something like that. Yep. It doesn't have to be birthdays either in terms of the culture of celebration to make people feel included.
Yeah.
That is one very practical way. But like if you're in sports teams, how can we celebrate the way in which they're playing? If you're music teams? Are they teams? Music teams.
Music teams.
The debate team. Music. Like anything.
And bands.
You get, the music team? What are they called? Music. When you get together in a group and you're all playing musical instruments, what is they're music teams, music right? Team. The bands. Then figure out ways to celebrate the performances, the games, the things that people do, because that will create that inclusivity.
Yeah, and I feel like it doesn't even have to be anything like massive either. It can just be finding small moments in the day for opportunities to celebrate. I think when you can create that overall culture of fun and celebration at the school, people kind of want to go to school, and then they'll be more on board for the quote-unquote serious stuff as well.
Yeah. And it's because they, like, it creates positivity, and who doesn't want to be involved in something
exactly.
that's positive? Which is, I think, is fantastic. So we've established that it's important to celebrate. What do we think are some practical ways in which we can do that?
Well, I actually saw this school, which I think was so fun. I've never seen a school celebrate Valentine's Day like this before, but it was like this group of secondary students.
So this is specific occasions,
yes,
right?
Yes, specific occasions.
So, yeah, fantastic.
Yep, so
yeah, okay, actually, I'm going to start thinking about some occasions that you can celebrate as well. So Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. And this school, it was so cool. They sang songs to all the teachers, and I feel like it was a really great way to get the teachers and the students involved, and it made the teachers feel really appreciated and celebrated.
Yeah. And like, as in the teachers were just lined up out on the...
No, so I think it was every class. So like the class would get up and sing a song for the teacher, and the teachers are like literally just sitting in their chair like, what is happening right now? But it's so funny. Like the whole classroom's just like singing. I think one of the songs was Baby by Justin Bieber.
How's that go?
Baby, 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 oh! You know that song?
No, keep going. Give me some more.
No, I think you- I should just let Justin Bieber sing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Shut down. Do you know the song?
No, if you give me some more, maybe I'll get
what
it.
Is, oh, the start of it's like, I know you love me.
Oh.
I know you care.
Oh.
Just shout whenever.
Whenever.
Oh. And I'll be there.
Oh, there you are.
You are my love.
Oh.
You are my heart.
Whoa.
Okay, that's enough.
Anyway, so they sang these songs to their teachers, and I thought it was really cool because the teachers felt really appreciated and celebrated, which I thought was a really cool like twist onto Valentine's Day.
Mm. Yeah, so good. Like, and obviously we've talked about birthdays and Christmas. Now you've added another occasion, Valentine's Day. Other occasions are, you know, maybe Easter. Like that comes around, you do massive Easter egg hunt or something in the school.
And like chocolate, like that's such a good reason. People
love it. People love it.
Love it.
You just got to be careful where you put it and remember where you put the chocolate.
Because
if you leave them out and then someone finds them 3 months later, and they're like, yes, Easter eggs. And they open up and it's full of ants. And and it goes white. You know how the chocolate
Yep. You could also try and bring Christmas back around.
You love it, don't you?
I do. Christmas in July. Make it a thing. Try and embrace the wintry vibe of Christmas that we don't get in Australia.
Yeah, that's so true.
Bring it in that way.
Have you ever done Christmas in July?
I did it once with a group of friends, and we just had a Christmas in July little dinner.
Yeah, I think I've done it once as well, and it's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. And then you get to use all the decorations and all the costumes and dress up things you only use once a year, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rehash them. Bring them back.
Maybe you want to do something like another occasion is obviously the first day back at school.
Mm.
So, you know, we're coming to term four. Well, halfway coming to the end of term four.
Yeah.
Next term is first day back at school. Everyone's fresh. They're in New Year's. Perhaps you've got a new leadership team as well. What can you do to celebrate that? What is something that you can do to kick things off so people are like, man, first day back at school.
This is awesome.
And if you create a culture of first day back at school celebrations, then people are going to be like, man, we've got to get to school first day. I don't want to be excited about going back to school because they don't want to miss the first day celebration.
Yeah, love that. Another one is Earth Day, which I feel like is really fun. There's a lot of things you can do for Earth Day.
What is that?
So I remember a school close to me when I was growing up, and they had this like fashion show, but it was like a few students who'd nominated to be a part of the fashion show, like modeled these like clothing designs made out of like, I don't know, it was like, what are they? Those like potato sack things and like just rubbish that have been recycled.
Stuck next to them.
Yeah, like people have made these clothing items, and then there was a few students who like modeled them, and it was like this big fashion show for Earth Day.
That's so cool.
I mean, that's a bit extravagant, but I think it's really cool. And it's like it's different.
I feel like it promotes looking after the earth,
yeah,
recycling 100%. Things, getting a little bit creative.
Yeah, it's just like spreading awareness. Yeah.
Yep.
Big one.
Yeah. Another one that my school celebrated when I was in school was International Women's Day.
Yes. Yeah, the girls.
And one thing that we did was everybody brings in a gold coin and you can wear something pink. Now, if we lined it up on a Wednesday, it would have been even better, but we don't get to choose the day.
That sucks.
But it essentially just highlighted that being, I guess, a thing throughout the world where, you know, history, women kind of disregarded. Now it's like, let's empower them a little bit. Wear something pink.
Yeah.
But also you can get a lot more creative. You can ask some of your female teachers to talk about their story. You can ask, I don't know, students to talk about their story. You can get a guest speaker in if you really want to. There's so many things you can do just to be a little bit creative and celebrate it in that way. Do an International Men's Day. Do a whatever your school is called, Student Day.
Yeah.
Like, so you can make up your own little holiday or celebration if you really wanted to.
Definitely. Another occasion is, which I feel like a lot of schools already celebrate a lot, is Book Week. And I think most people just kind of dress up as a book character or something like that. But I feel like a really fun idea would be maybe like a library and like everyone brings in their like used books and stuff they don't want anymore.
Oh, that's fun.
And then
fun.
You can do like a little book swap.
Yeah.
I reckon that's fun.
We actually have one of those in my street. I think it's called a street library. There's just this little box that has a door that you can put in your books and then you can take other people's books out. Yeah.
I love that idea.
I think that's super fun.
So there's some great like occasions to celebrate, helping you think throughout the year about days particular to focus on. So they're already in your calendar and you can look them up and be prepared to do celebrations on those days. I think there are some things that we need to consider when planning for these things, but just quickly before we go into that, I might just list some other things that ideas for celebrations that you don't have to go big all the time. You can focus on small ways to celebrate on a daily occasion. So
agreed.
Some things you can have themed lunches where everyone brings in plate, maybe multicultural colored themed food.
Everybody needs a sneeze.
My English is goodest. Food, so different kind of food. You could have fun dress up days, casual dress, music, karaoke.
Oh,
like, who doesn't like to sing? We know Kira likes to sing.
Yeah,
she loves a bit of. You are a believer, aren't you?
I low key am.
Yeah, she loves
Can
it.
Can you tell?
Yeah, she loves it. In classroom celebrations, so what can you do in classes to celebrate? Sports house related, activities at lunch, ways to celebrate. You got compliments or gratitude towards each other. Even that is just simple celebration, is showing gratitude, showing thanks, being appreciative of people doing stuff, people showing up. That's a form of celebration as well, and achieving acknowledging the achievements that people make. But when people are planning, you know, it's easy for us to say, create a culture of celebration all throughout the year, like not just wait till the end of term four.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that the students need to consider when they are planning?
One huge one is the interests at your school. So there's no point in celebrating something if students aren't going to be interested in it. Then it's just going to seem like a bore. Nobody wants to get involved. Nobody's going to get excited and get creative. So you need to pick what the interests are at your school, what students are going to want to participate in, what they're going to want to invest their time and energy into.
Mm-hmm.
You can either try and figure this out for yourself by simply observing, chatting to your leadership team, or you can ask students one-on-one what something is they might find exciting to celebrate, or I don't know what they're interested in, and figure out how are we going to make that a celebration.
Yep, agree. And another thing is teacher permission. Guys.
Yeah, teacher permission. That's important. Absolutely.
Your foot.
For those who don't know, my foot got caught and we've got these headphones that plug into our Rodecaster recording device, and my foot got caught on one of the headphones and Nadei's head got pulled forward. My apologies, Nadei. Sorry, back on track, Kira. What you're talking about, teacher permission.
Yeah, teacher permission is obviously really important. I think it's important to at least address the teachers and acknowledge that you're going to do said thing, whether it's big or small. I think it's just important to have them on board and to get their permission. Maybe there's teachers that want to help get them involved as well, but that's, I feel like, a big, obvious one.
I think also budgets, you got to think, do you have the money? Do you have the the resources to be able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
But also the accessibility and relevance is like, it's all well and good for us to be like, yes, you got to celebrate, use all these special occasions. I can remember not that long ago, we were running a leadership conference and it was Valentine's Day. And we were kind of up on stage and there was this one kid, student in primary school, and I made a joke about it being Valentine's Day and everyone in the crowd was like, ooh. And then the teacher from this student's school from the back of the room was like, no, there's no love at our school.
I remember that day so clearly. That was so funny.
And yeah, it was a little bit, obviously I was just joking, but then it was a little bit, okay, maybe their school is Valentine's Day is, maybe something's happened at their school where someone got hurt and they don't really want to promote something like that. So maybe that's not relevant at your school. So you got to do, you do need to take into account what will work and what is relevant. But culture of celebrating, I think, is massive. Yep. Don't just have to wait till the end of the year. Try and be positive, celebrating, and you will enjoy school much more. Yep. And other people will want to be there. Any other thoughts?
I just want to encourage everybody to get creative.
Yes, of course.
It's so important, and it's probably
takes effort.
It does.
But do it.
It does. But if you have a brainstorming session with your team,
mm-hmm.
absolutely there'll be one idea that can come out. That's super fun. Or Google. Go on to TikTok. Go find things that could be super fun, super witty, or just funny to celebrate, and how you can do that at your school. I think that'll really improve just the vibes. Yeah. High vibes.
Celebrations, it is so important, and we wish you guys all the best in creating a culture of celebration. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you, or you'll listen to us next time on the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.